Princess of Beauty. I'm Sherilyn. And you hear that? That's silence. Heather's not with me tonight, and a big shout-out to her. But we've got a guest right at the top of the hour, so let's get into that. I'd like to welcome to the show Sharon Haver of Focus on Style. Hey, Sharon, can you hear me?
Yep, I can. How are you doing, Sherilyn?
Awesome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well,
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You know what? If everybody wants to open up a separate browser and take a peek at that, it's focusonstyle.com is Sharon's website. Sharon of Entrepreneur Magazine, Women's Wear Daily, Yahoo, and the National Enquirer. I saw that on your press, and I thought, you go, girl.
Oh, thank you. You go, girl, too.
We had on a couple weeks ago Jeff Gurian, who writes a column for The World News.
Uh-huh.
And he's the one who always writes, it's clearly not it's fiction. Let's just put it that way.
Uh-huh.
And they're hilarious. And it's always about alien scenes shopping at Kmart.
Well, you know.
I know. And I was
not far from the truth.
You never know. You never know.
You really don't.
Well, I was noticing on your website, focusonstyle.com, that the new find of the week would be the Chanel Diamante glasses. Hello.
Hello. I know. Well, you know, they're like totally bling bling. So if you want to, like, bling your bucks away, they're the glasses to have.
I hope they make my size. I pretty much love anything Chanel.
Uh-huh.
So I would be that person who would be like, oh, I've got to have, talk about total accessory.
Yeah, you'd be the girl who have $900 glasses.
Yeah, and I have a dog who has an affinity for them. So it's not the best combination. But, hey, while we've got you on the line, and for all our listeners, if you want to call in and ask Sharon a question, it's 888-305-2424, or if you're in the Phoenix area, it's 623-772-9379. And Sharon, what can you tell us? What is going to be the hot trend to have for fall?
I think what's happening is we've spent so many years in this, like, simplicity state, which I absolutely adore, and I think your essential wardrobe needs to be pretty simple, that you can always have your own personal little uniform, you look great in and go. But suddenly we're getting into, like, heavy-duty embellished things and metallics and things that are just fancier and lavish and beautiful, but they're not overdone. They still have a simplicity to them, but there's just satins and velvets and brocades and embroideries and jewels and things that, you know, ordinarily you would just say, well, that's pretty, but I really wouldn't wear it. But now it's suddenly something that you would call a must-have.
I'm seeing boucle and tweed everywhere.
Yeah, lots of texture, heavy, heavy, heavy-duty texture. But you wouldn't be wearing a tweed suit the old-fashioned way. You'd be mixing it up with maybe some, you know, like a snakeskin or a crocodile bag or a satin top. And even bow blouses are coming back in style, but they're kind of sexier than they were in the 70s, thank God.
Thank God. You're kind
of mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And a great thing for makeup to go with that was like, okay, I admit it. I'm a diehard Chanel fan, so I love tweed.
Right.
Though, really, if you were going to wear something like that in the summer, I would put it with a really sheer lipstick. But for this fall, really rich eggplant purples. If you look at Benefit and they have the black orchid line.
Yeah, I love Benefit. Benefit's great.
Oh, my
gosh.
Well, for summer, they put out the sheer Shangri-Las.
Uh-huh.
And right now they're running for that end of summer. It's black orchid is what it's called. They are the richest, deepest, most textured shadows, but yet paired with this really light, shimmery gloss. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, because it's got to be the positive and negative. You don't want to have, like, an overpowering, smoky, purpley eggplant eye and a heavy matte lip. It's just too much. It's too drag queen-y.
You
want to find one feature and just go with it and make it strong, and either it's your lip or your eye, but just run with it. And that's how you kind of have fun with makeup, and it's a younger look, too.
And it's more modern, and
yeah.
That is our biggest challenge. I don't know if when you're doing style coaching, if you've come across this, but as makeup artist, when you coach somebody, ladies find that color, that one, they love it, and they hang on to it.
Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
And ever. And then get mad when the company discontinues
it. No, they cry. They weep. They write letters. They call. They call their girlfriends. They search. They go on eBay.
Trying to find that lipstick.
Not being able to let go. Yep.
I don't think there's anything wrong with having your favorite, but really a way in makeup to update your style and to move with the trends and not be too trendy. Like, I don't know if it's hit in New York, but here in Phoenix, it's the poncho. I think it was last season.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, but you've got to be such a certain type to pull that off. Otherwise, it just, I don't know, it kind of looks too mama cats or contrived or... It just doesn't work. There's a certain kind of wavy girl that's skinny, and she's got
pretty.
Long, stringy hair, and basically no matter what she puts on, she just looks cool. She could work with a poncho, and everyone else, it just sort of looks bulky and dumb.
Thank you.
Because
you know? When I looked at that poncho, and I thought, what kind of makeup would I put with this? With a poncho and pants, a poncho and skirt?
Something
like,
clear and sheer, like
Carmen.
You said, and simple, and not lined lips and done hair, and that's the problem.
Yeah, put your Carmex or your chapstick on with your poncho and go back to high school. Because I saw that, and I thought, well... That you're right. That definitely is a certain kind of clientele. So I hear you saying that a way to update our style is textures.
Mm-hmm. And it's textures and makeup, too. It's exactly what you said. It's putting on, you know, that thicker eyeshadow, but it's still sheer, and it still has a bit of a metallic to it and a glimmer. And your lip is maybe bold, but it's kind of glossy. And, you're, you know, you may have full makeup on, but it's more dewy. Or you have a big metallic blush across your face that's interesting, like that Studio 54 kind of look, but the rest of you are simple and your hair has that undone, purposely messy kind of look that's great. Nothing sort of, there's no rules. Everything sort of looks like you just put it on, you went with it, and it's great. It doesn't look like you spent hours in front of the makeup mirror, even though you may have, but it's much more of a messy, mussy, devil-may-care kind of look, even though it's totally done.
What are we going to see when it comes to handbags? I'm such a handbag person.
Oh, me too. Handbag whore all the way.
And you know what? Well, I love the Louis mm-hmm. of the past season, but I'm ready to go to something else.
Well, there's so much. You know, one of the things that's great now is all this skin stuff that's going on, and you can get faux croc or snake skin. And that's also back to that embellishment. There's so much texture to it. And instead of a black bag, the skins and the crocs look so beautiful and rich in browns. And getting something like that that creates a little more dimension to your outfit, in either a bucket or a satchel or something softer. But I would go for anything with texture in it, or beading or embroidery, or again with the tweeds and maybe a mixture of a tweed in a skin or a tweed in a leather or a touch of patent leather, but something that's interesting.
You know, I have seen the television show Sex and the City
mm-hmm.
probably twice total ever. And the one episode
we're probably
I saw.
The only two people in this business that can't
know.
Bear to watch it. But.
I know. Don't tell anybody it's us, but we're the only two who haven't really seen the show. So the one I did see, there was the nicest thick red Hermes bag,
mm-hmm.
and everybody wanted it and was on a waiting list. And
I have tried to buy one on eBay, but it was a scam.
Oh, no!
It's that Birkin. It's not a bag. It's a Birkin. I know.
Oh, man. Now, if I was looking for, I need
a
new
bag. If you had $8,000 to spend on a waiting list, that would be your bag.
Yes, that would. And
but, those bags, and like the real classic Chanels, there's certain bags, I call them power bags.
If I could get myself a classic Chanel handbag.
Exactly. Well, I have one. And, they don't really last that long. The camel gets kind of dirty real fast. You know, it was a gift, and I'm really glad it was a gift. It was a wonderful gift. Thank you so much. But it doesn't have a long lifespan on it. But those power bags, those classic elegant bags, they're so, they're great. Go into a meeting and, everyone's sitting there and they're getting a kind of attitude.
And they pull their palm
pilots
out.
You plant your bag on the table to pull your pen out, and all of a sudden they stand at attention, and it's like you're in the club. And
look at my Hermes bag.
And there is something to be said about, being in the club and having one great, fabulous bag, a decade, if you can.
Well, if I got myself a Hermes bag, I probably'd have to make it last a decade.
Oh, I think they have impeccable quality. They probably will last longer than we will. So.
Yay, I got to get a Hermes. And if anybody saw that episode, right now, lip glosses are still hot. We're not quite out of summer. Well, if you live where I live, we don't come out of summer until November.
Even, on the East Coast, it's... Everyone's talking about fall in September, but it's still an oven here, so.
Oh, yeah, well, it's hot here. Though part of just getting ready for fall, what it is that I'm ready for the clothes change. I'm tired of shorts. I'm tired of capris. If I have to wear one more tank top, it's 108 degrees currently, so. It's hot.
I know, when you have humidity.
It's hot and sticky here, but there's a new gloss out by Christian Dior, and they made a juicy tube. It's similar to Lancôme. But it has the pucker up ingredient in it. It's got something patented formula, super secret. That helps plump up the lip. I really think it's cinnamon, or maybe it really is ghee. But it's got great flavor, candy apple, and it's a real rich red, and it's sheer and glossy, and it's amazing. And I thought, if anybody needs that end of summer, not quite November, which is fall, in Scottsdale, Arizona, Gosh, get that Christian Dior lip gloss. It's awesome.
Well, makeup and hair stuff in general, it's just such a great way to sort of, when you get into the, you know, the doldrums of a season, it's like change your fragrance, change your lips, change your, you know, your haircut a bit, change your highlights. Do something to sort of, you know, slowly graze you into the next season so you're not completely bored in it. You know, there's really nowhere in the world where one day it's summer and the next day it's, you know, cold, crispy fall. And you just get something to sort of take you in, and makeup and hair are the easiest ways to do it.
It really is, because makeup can be so affordable. You don't have to run out and get the Dior gloss. It's $24, but you can certainly find something.
You can even find stuff at Kmart. You can find stuff in the dime store. I mean, there's so many great little makeups out there that it's just the color that works on you.
What's going out that everybody, if you've got it, like your poncho, put your poncho in the back of the closet.
Oh, those like... What Carly, up? Thank gosh, those Carly kind of lips and nails, the ones that old ladies used to wear and now everyone else wears. You know?
Yeah.
They're just that unnatural kind of Carly pinky color, and they're just ugly, I think, personally, and they're sort of on their way out right now, and they're going to, you know, more colors found really in nature and, you know, not at the bottom of the ocean. And what else is going on? That's, you know, the super dark tan and the over-bleached hair with the hair extensions, that whole very long hair extension.
Oh, you know you're describing Paris Hilton.
But she pulls it off. Paris is the only one that pulls off the too dark, you know, the George Hamilton tan and the bleached blonde extensions. And I was just doing something for two magazines today. I was doing some kind of like, you know, celebrity, what do you think are their looks? And there was one girl, and at best I could call her a starlet, but anyway, her name is around a lot. Her acting skills are sort of, but her name's around a lot. And she did this total faux Paris Hilton look with a very, very dark, you know, fake baked tan and the extensions and those lips, that, you know, that curly pinky lipstick. And it just looks cheesy. And, you know, there's some girls that know how to work cheesy and make it work them, like Pam Anderson knows how to get that sex kitten look. But most people don't look like Paris Hilton or Pamela Anderson and don't have the attitude that goes with it. And it's really not a good look on pretty much 99% of the population.
I think Paris can pull off the poncho. She could definitely wear it.
Yeah, she can definitely pull it off because she has fun with it. And that's part of it, too.
Skinny, can wear a poncho.
Mm-hmm. Lots of lip gloss.
Well, we know that those trends are going out, the corally look. We're moving into richer, I think I just like to say boucle, the richer texture fabric.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to, each time you come into fall, people tend to go towards neutral colors for lips, but really embrace these rich tones. You're going to see serious jade greens and purpley eggplants coming out, and we love Sephora over here. I mean, Sephora is such a great resource for makeup.
Well, it's fun because you can go in there and try everything on.
I know. I was in there yesterday.
It's just you can spend hours in there just, you know, trying the whole world of makeup on your face. But that's, you know, one of the other things that people really should do more of. And you should go into a store like that where it's not
just
a department store and there's a salesperson behind every counter going, buy me, buy me, buy me. But you can go in on your own and just try and have fun and experiment and see which lip gloss stays on your lips and not your teeth and which blush is kind of, you know, shiny and sort of glimmery but not goopy on you, and just put it on and try, and if it doesn't work, try the next one and go knock yourself out and have fun.
If you had that one tip for fall, let's tell our listeners, this is the one thing that's going to keep you on the hot list, and what's the one thing to get rid of so you're on the not list?
Well, I think the best thing would be hair. Women forget about hair, and it's just like you say, they get stuck in their makeup, they get stuck in these do's that they have, these do's that become don'ts. Hair needs to be sort of an organized mess, if you will. It needs to be imperfect. It's like the Condoleezza Rice look is not what's happening. You want something sexy that looks like you just ran your fingers through it, that has a little layer and volume. If you have curly, frizzy hair, this is the time to go wild with it and have it big. If you have straight hair, put some layers in it and do a sort of a soft, like, rocker girl kind of shag. And when you do want to have that big hairdo and put rollers in it, don't brush it out. Comb it through with your fingers so it's soft, so everything about you is sort of must and natural. And that's the perfect foil for these heavy-duty embellished clothes. It doesn't make it look too. It makes it more modern and balanced.
All right. I think that's good for me because I have really long hair, and pretty much I can just roll out of bed and put my lip gloss on. I'm like, woo! I'm ready.
But that's okay, too. I mean, ponytails are always in. Low back ponytails are always in. But when you take it out of the ponytail, make sure it has movement.
There you go. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for
You're
being
welcome.
Here today. I just
thank
love
you,
having you.
For having me.
And you know what? We'll touch base with you in a couple weeks or so and just find out what's the next trend.
Okay, great. Thanks, Yvonne.
Thanks a lot, Sharon.
Okay.
This is Sarah Lynn on The Best of Beauty, and thanks for listening. We'll be back right after this break.
Woke me up, and now that summer been around for days, you made me feel so clumsy. By the way, you lied. In the way you move me, baby. By the way, you're so beautiful and so sensual and so plentiful, you're good.
The Achieve Radio Gift Shop. We're featuring Triumph Over Cancer by Augie Vidal. That's at the Achieve Radio Gift Shop.
AchieveRadio.com gift shop. From the AchieveRadio.com homepage, click on gift shop.
On your way home, you realize you've forgotten to stop at the supermarket? Why battle the crowded parking lots and long lines when you can stop at the Zest Market in Central Phoenix? Out in a flash. Convenient parking, friendly service, and just about any item that you need. That's the Zest Market, located on the southeast corner at 2801 East Thomas Road. That's the Zest Market, located on the southeast corner at 2801 East Thomas Road.